With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The sounds of bagpipes at Windsor Castle. King Charles of Britain has welcomed President Trump for his second state visit with great pomp and ceremony.
Britain is pulling out all the stops for the presidential visit. The scene at Windsor Castle featured 120 horses and 1,300 troops, including the largest guard of honor in living memory. It was an opening day filled with grand ceremony to be followed by political meetings on Thursday with the British Prime Minister.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, a lavish state dinner honoring the president and first lady is about to get underway. The Federal Reserve cut its key interest rate by a quarter point and projected it would do so twice more this year. As concern grows at the central bank about the health of the nation's labor market. Utah Valley University students are returning to classes for the first time since an assassin struck down Charlie Kirk in an attack that stunned the nation. Prosecutors have charged 22-year-old Tyler Robinson with capital murder, and prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty. Amazon is investing more money for many of its U.S. workers. Lisa Dwyer has more in this report.
Amazon says that it is making a $1 billion investment to raise wages and lower the cost of health care plans for its U.S. fulfillment and transportation workers. The average pay is increasing to more than $23 per hour. Full-time employees, on average, will see their pay increase $1,600 per year. Amazon also says that it is lowering the cost of its entry-level health care plan to $5 per week and $5 for co-pays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A decency group has a request for Congress.
The Parents Television and Media Council wants lawmakers to protect America's children from the potential harms of artificial intelligence. There are already several AI products on the market that critics say can harm kids with everything from bad advice to inappropriate conversations. PTMC spokesman Melissa Hansen says, quote, Congress should pass the Kids Online Safety Act to hold tech companies accountable for designing their products to prioritize child safety. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez calling for Israel to be banned from all international sports events. He made the statement after pro-Palestinian activists disrupted the final stage of the Spanish Vuelta cycling race in Madrid over the past weekend. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar blasted Sanchez with a post on X calling him an anti-Semite and a liar. This is SRN News. The widow of Alexei Navalny says that two independent labs have found that her husband was poisoned shortly before his death in an Arctic penal colony in Russia. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
In a video released on Wednesday, Yulia Navalny says biological samples from her husband's body have been taken out of Russia and tested at laboratories abroad. She says, we were able to obtain and reliably transport samples of Alexei's biological materials. At least two countries' laboratories independently tested these samples. They both came to the conclusion that Alexei was murdered, namely poisoned.
Navalny, who crusaded against official corruption and staged massive anti-Kremlin protest as President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe, died in the Arctic penal colony in February of 2024. An extremely quiet hurricane season, but now Tropical Storm Gabrielle has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. More details at srnnews.com.